Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, pop culture, and Super Bowl in Espanol, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. I'm Luz Corona, community editor at Adweek, and I am here live at Outlook 2024 with Stephen Wolf-Pededa, EVP, Chief Client Officer of Televisa Univision.
But I'm not an ad.
No, but you are okay. Not an ad. Okay. But actually, I just learned a lot about Televisa Univision, so you kind of are like a walking ad in the best way.
Well, I'm just here to drop some knowledge.
Yes. Well, for our listeners who can't see right now, Stephen is actually sporting a Mexican jersey right now.
Mexican national team.
Represent. Love it. And we're just going to get into it because I have a lot to pick your brain about.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Bring it.
I know. I feel like you like woke me up too, like with your energy. So I'm excited.
And I just got off a red eye. Okay.
Yeah.
So
wow.
We're bringing
okay.
it.
I gotta catch up. Okay. So what I mainly wanted to talk to you about today, and we can talk about so much more, but Televisa Univision is running the first ever Spanish broadcast of the Super Bowl. This is major.
It's huge.
It's huge. Can you tell us a little bit more about this and why it's so big? I know why it's big, but can you tell us?
Well, you know, it's just fascinating. I mean, we all love football. Right. And what the world calls football, which is soccer here in the U.S., obviously, everyone knows that Latinos are crazy about football, but Latinos are also crazy about American football. I mean, I live in L.A. now, born and raised New Yorker, but I'm repping L.A. You know, I go to a Rams game. You know, they have a whole thing in Spanish, Vamos Rams. They bring out mariachis in mid-game. It is culturally authentic. And so when you understand that there is an incredible untapped fan base that are Latinos that love American football, you know, the NFL was so smart. You know, Tim Ellis, who's the CMO, like, he gets it. You know, they really said, we want to make sure that we're reaching not just, you know, all of our fans, but really doing it in culturally authentic ways. And for them to say, Televisa Univision, we want you to be our broadcast partner to do it in Spanish for the first time. It is epic.
Amazing. It's so big. And I personally, I feel seen, you know, just as like a first generation Latina growing up in the U.S. So this is a big deal.
And you are Chilena.
And Chilena too. Right. So this is
huge. I'm Dominican, so you know, we can rap about that.
Yep. And so what can we expect? Like, what's the energy over there right now, first of all, for your team, like prepping? Because this is a big deal.
Well, we actually just announced today some of the brands that will be with us, you know, sponsoring in Spanish. It's really exciting. And I think what's really interesting is we're going to have some brands that are actually doing it only in Spanish. They're not doing it in the English language broadcast. So, you know, some brands like Nissan and Audi, they're actually doing it in Espanol. And I feel like it's so interesting because the experience when you see something in culture, right? Language might be just a tactic, but there's something about it's something being really culturally authentic. When you see the passion, when you see the energy, you know, you just see the kind of co-viewing with families. It's a different experience, especially hearing all the play-by-play in Spanish. So I cannot wait to, you know, kind of have all of our fans see it in an authentic way. But absolutely seeing some of the brands that are coming in, it's really exciting.
Yeah. And the game will be in Spanish, yeah. right? On television.
Oh, yeah. No, wow. It's a simulcast. I mean, obviously CBS, you know, for English, but, you yeah. know, it's going to be on Univision in Spanish.
Amazing. Best of both worlds. Like, I can't wait to hear, like, mm-hmm. the soccer kind of announcers, but, like, about American football.
Like, well, everyone jokes, right? I mean, like, yeah. oh, you know, how do you want to watch, like, a soccer, you know, a football game? You know, you could watch it in English, but it's a whole different experience when you see it in Spanish. Yeah. And, you know, everyone's saying, go! And just like all the enthusiasm, it's just the color commentary. You can't replicate that, right? It's just not the same in English. Again, not taking anything away from it, but like as a Latino, like I want to experience all of my, you know, kind of cultural touch points in the language of the heart. And that's for me, Espanol,
yeah.
right? So when I'm watching something, you know, whether it's, you know, music or food or sports or, you know, news, entertainment, like, you know, I mean, today, you know, the Oscar nominees were just announced. America Ferrera was just, you know, kind of nominated for Best Supporting Actress. Like, there's something when you actually see your community and you stand up and you are just so proud. And I think this is going to be a major moment to see it in Spanish. The Super Bowl in Spanish, it's a moment.
Yeah, for sure. Especially for the multi-generational households, a multiple language in a house. No, this is good. So you mentioned auto before, mm-hmm. but what other brand categories can we expect that night?
Well, we can't reveal everything, but definitely across the spectrum, there's CPG, there's financial services, there's automotive, there's telco. You know, it's just really exciting to see brands that are stepping up. And, you know, some of them will do it in both in English and Spanish. But I think it's really interesting the folks that are saying, you know what, we really just want to reach this audience in Spanish. Because as you probably well know, every single category, their growth engine is multicultural in general, but Latino specifically. And so you cannot grow your category, whether it's CPG, you know, whether it's auto, whether it's financial services, whether it's retail, you name it. This is the growth engine. So understanding that, wow, I'm actually going to speak to them in a culturally authentic way, that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that they leaned on your team at Televisa Univision to kind of guide them, too, for any newbies that might be, like, you know, speaking to the Latino community, right? I would assume that they kind of lean on you also for insights that you
yeah.
guys have.
I mean, look, let's have some real talk. It is daunting. If you are non-Latino, right, mm-hmm. and you don't know anything about how do I begin, you know, it might be a little bit intimidating. And so there's all these barriers. I mean, like, media is just hard in general today. How do you actually engage an audience? How do you connect with a consumer? You know, what's going to, you know, every CMO's worst nightmare. Can you make this go viral, right? I mean, these are the kind of things that, you know, the job is hard enough. And now throw on, oh, we need to reach Latinos in culture, right? Not just language, in culture. I always tell people, like, you could find, you know, Latinos anywhere, right, on any platform, right? Like, you could find, you know, someone watching a Bad Bunny video on YouTube. But, you know, it might not be a Latino, and it might not be culturally authentic, mm-hmm. right? Or the context isn't authentic. So we want to help any type of brand understand this is your growth market. This is how you could actually engage in an authentic way. And, you know, whether you're at the beginning of that journey, you're somewhere in the middle, or you're more advanced, we have ways to kind of onboard you and help you, whether it's insights, whether it's data, whether it's creative, whether it's measurement, like whatever it is, let's take away those obstacles. Let's take away those excuses. Because guess what? In 2024, when Latinos are 20% of the U.S. population, 30% of Gen Z, and 50% in some states of every baby being born, you cannot ignore this anymore. So for me, it's math, right? It's just plain business. You need to win with this audience, and you have to do it through a culturally authentic way.
Yeah, and especially in today's day and age, like, people can just see right through, like, the kind of non-genuine efforts, I would say. So,
oh, yeah. I mean, look, everyone wants to tap into culture, and I think, you know, you've seen folks, you know, really, you know, I just have so much respect for the Black community and to see the way that they kind of weave the culture. You see them show up. You know, there's a reason why people want to be associated with, you know, kind of music and hip hop or, you know, kind of trends and fashion. I mean, you know, who's doing the Super Bowl halftime show? It's Usher, right? Usher, yeah. Baby. You know, there are all these things that are happening in culture, but for some reason, they haven't really kind of tapped into the Latino culture, right? La cultura. And I feel like when you start to see Bad Bunny on the cover of Time and you see him do SNL and you see, like, all these kind of, you know, just music genres just blow up, like Peso Pluma, like Mexican regional, like, these are things that are so unexpected, but it's been bubbling up. And the thing is, like, we've known this stuff for years because they all come through Televisa Univision, mm-hmm. right? We have the radio and we have the, you know, obviously broadcast, we have the sports. I mean, we know our community. Mm-hmm. So let us help you. If you have questions, it's okay. come on in. We'll help out. Yep. But, you know, don't be afraid. You have to start. And no matter where you are on the journey, we'll help.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so funny. I think Corridos has had like a big explosive. I mean, it's always been there, mm-hmm. but like now everyone's like, oh, this is cool. Peso Pluma, you know, yep. on stage with Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. you know, at Billboard. So, yeah, no, I totally agree. Now, Dan Reese from your team mm-hmm. talked to us at Brand Week in yep. Miami, and he mentioned a few brand categories that were kind of focusing on the Latinx audience. And there was also a need, you mm-hmm. know, and I believe it was like auto and healthcare mm-hmm. and maybe insurance. I can't remember. But is that what you're still seeing?
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, again, every category needs this consumer to win. It's math, right? I mean, right. again, the top 20 DMAs today are multicultural majorities, mm-hmm. right? So again, whether it's Black, Latino, like you need to win with diverse audiences. And again, when you look at Gen Z, the majority, over 50% are actually multicultural, led by Latino. So, you know, you take a category like beauty, right? Literally, beauty is driven by diverse audiences. And again, Hispanic is the tip of that spear. It is a huge driver for that whole category. And when you think about how are beauty brands really winning, it's actually through creators. So you now think about the creator economy, right? Well, who over-indexes with the creator economy? It's people of color. Yeah. So led by Latino once again, but understanding that, you know, it is not just something where, you know, a Latina thinks about, you know, kind of beauty. Like, it is literally part of their DNA. I mean, I'm sure you know all the stories, like, you know, like my mom would never leave the house without her makeup and, you know, like her, yeah. you know, bile, like, you know, lipstick. Like it's a pride thing. It's a cultural thing. So all those insights of how do you actually win with the consumer in an authentic way? I feel like whether it's beauty, you know, certainly insurance, you know, cool brands like State Farm, they're doing all these things in language, but also in culture. And they're really tapping into all the passion points, right? I mean, it's not just music. It's not just entertainment. It's also sports. And I feel like that's a way that a lot of brands are realizing, wow, we know that live sports is so incredibly important. This is going to be the year of live sports in the Spanish language, you know, kind of community. When you see Copa America coming and all these things, like, it's going to be a very big year for us.
Yeah. So tell me more about that. So mm-hmm. now, so Super Bowl is next. You're streaming it in Spanish, and this is a big moment. You mentioned Copa America. Like, what can we expect this year? Why should brands, like, be looking at Televisa Univision as a partner in this?
Well, you know, don't make it necessarily about us. Elevate this. I don't think people understand the power of football, right? Soccer in this country. It is now well past the tipping point. I mean, you know, I'm a proud coach for my 8.5-year-old son, Sebastian, who's, you know, great midfielder and he's playing a lot. But, you know, all the way up to, you know, folks that are Latino or non-Latino, everyone loves this sport. And the passion, it just overflows. I mean, what Messi did to kind of really elevate MLS is amazing. But part of what I'm so passionate about, you know, coming back to Televisa Univision, is really to uplift our community, to be loud and proud about how we show up. And we want everyone to know, screaming from the rooftops, the importance of our cultural touch points. And football is one of them. So this year, this summer, starting June 20th, leading up to the final on July 14th in Miami, is Copa America. This is basically like the dress rehearsal for the World Cup here in the U.S., only the second time that Copa is going to be here. And so you're going to have all of the, you know, best teams from South America, Argentina with Messi, Brazil, you know, Colombia, like all these great, you know, football countries. And then you're going to have four North American teams. You'll have Mexico, you have the U.S. And so it's going to be a big deal. And the winner of that, this is, you know, they use it as a qualifier for the World Cup. But this is really going to be a dress rehearsal. It'll be all across the U.S. Some games will be in L.A., in New York, in Texas, and the final again in Miami on July 14th. I don't think people realize how big it's going to be.
Right. And I was at the last Copa game, and it was electric because it was Chile and Argentina. So, of course, my family and I naturally
I mean, you must have went bananas.
Oh, my gosh. So bananas.
But who won?
At Chile. Okay. Sorry. But it was an honor to see Messi play, you know, in real life. But can I tell you, like, maybe this is me being an ad, like, from advertising world, but I remember leaving the stadium and Coca-Cola was outside with the custom cans that said, like, Chile, champion of Copa America. And I kept that can.
Absolutely.
And I was loyal to Coca-Cola for a while.
But why did you keep that can? What did that mean that you actually saw something related to your culture, to your country of origin? What did that mean to you?
So I think I felt seen, you know, just like how I said before with you guys showing the Super Bowl. Like, it's like, okay, they showed up. This is cool. This is awesome. I'm going to save this. Mm. And I'm going to, like, Coca-Cola, you see me now and I see you. Mm. So I think that was mainly the
But why thing. Was it important for you to feel seen?
Because I think we don't usually.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's the insight.
Yeah.
Right? So for everyone that is listening, we need to be seen. We are tired of being invisible.
Right.
And again, at these numbers, 20%+ of the population going to a third of the country by 2040. But the future is now, because again, every single cohort that you care about as a brand is being led and driven by Latinos in some way, shape, or form. And again, it could be in English, it could be in Spanish, it could be in Spanglish, you know, bilingual, bicultural. It's all good. Don't trip yourself up of like, oh, is it Latinx or is it this or that? Like, just dive in. Talk to our community. We want to be seen. It is pent up. We are hungry to be seen. And it doesn't matter if you're Dominican, Chilena, Boricua, Mexican. It doesn't matter. We are all Latino. We all share this incredible experience. And our culture is so important. And we want to share it with the world.
Right.
And so, again, Spanish is the second most spoken language on the planet after Mandarin Chinese. Yep. So la cultura matters. And we want to help everyone just plug into it. I mean, I view us as this, like, Latino operating system. Let everyone plug in, get a taste and flavor of the culture, and you know what? Win with this consumer.
Yeah, for sure. Do you want to be my co-host on this? Like, this is amazing. You know,
we can do a whole other one about La Cultura. We can have fun. We'll bring in Bad Bunny. You know, we'll bring in Becky G. You know, we'll bring in Messi.
Amazing.
Like, we can have lots of fun.
Yes.
Everyone wants to come talk to Adwee.
That's so great. I would love to keep talking to you. And I feel like we have to have you on again. But I think, like, this is a great teaser. And you just have to come back on the show.
Whenever you want.
Thank
Con mucho gusto.
Thank you, Steven. Gracias. Gracias.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.